We begin this yoga nidra with the heels, hips, and shoulders relaxed down into the earth. Nidra itself is a Sanskrit word that means sleep. But here we're not falling asleep, we're not going into that sleep state of consciousness. Rather, we're just putting our organs into a deep state of rest and getting the mind into a very natural place of relaxation. Good. Try closing the eyes if you haven't already done that yet, to kind of closing the windows to the outside world and opening the windows to your inner world. Give yourself two or three long, slow respirations. The breath is the linking point between your physical existence and your psychic existence. The longer and slower the breath, the more the two spheres come into a parallel state, and that leads to greater rest and restoration. All day long, we use our eyes to guide us through the external panorama of life. Now we're going to use our inner eye to scan our inner world, that energetic world, that world of realization. Bring your point of psychic vision to the soles of the feet and relax through the soles of the feet. This point of relaxation might just be the mind settling the muscles at that region, or if you'd like, you might draw in a sense of light or new energy to that space, whatever feels complementary for you. And then we're going to move that energy, that point of focus, or that light, whatever you may be using, and we'll go systematically through the physical body and mental body. Now take it up towards the knee. We're doing both legs at the same time. And then right up through the thighs to the hips and mid-region. At each point, you'll lengthen the breath. You'll bring your mental point to that place. The yogis say that just by thinking, by thought, you can recreate your physical structure. It brings healing. It brings release. Right? When mind is tense, muscles tense. Mind relaxes, muscles relax. Same with the glandular system. So just take some time to deep breathe, to cleanse, to purify the lower limbs. bring your point of concentration to the nadir point of the spine, which is the tailbone, or in Sanskrit they might say the Muladhara chakra, just the base of the spine. This is the beginning of the central nervous system. It's also the beginning of the chakra system. And there's one connecting point known as the Susumna canal that connects all the chakras, line up along that canal. You can just think of it as a big tube, a big pipe of energy that goes from the base of the spine right up all the way through the crown of the head. I'm going to give you a little bit of quiet time to draw that energy right up to about the level of the heart, which is the fourth chakra point. Just go slow, see and feel inside, and just cleansing, easing, relaxing, purifying, whatever feels very natural for you, use your breath to cleanse out that system right up to the level of the heart. Good. From the heart, just branch out and reach right on down through the arms, shoulders, and fingertips, flushing that whole system of arms, letting gravity take over every cell of those limbs. Especially check in with the palms when you get there. Make sure they're free, disengaged. And then with a little bit of a psychic leap, just come right back to that heart center. Find that inner pipe, not the outer skin, that inner pipe, and come right up through the throat and right up through the crown. And then you're going to park yourself, your consciousness, right somewhere behind the eyes, what they call the Ajnan Chakra, center of the mind. And try and get the mind to sit steady right at that spot. One neat technique for doing that is to draw the breath to the inner cell of the mind and then hold it there psychically, hold it there physically, and then slowly let that air on out. And then reassert and bring that mind to that one spot. Because there's a tricky thing about the mind. The dharma of relaxation is to keep the mind still, and the dharma of the mind is to constantly move. And as practitioners, our goal is to harness that mind to one spot. It's a never-ending endeavor. Keep going. Use your breath. Try and park the mind at that one spot. Be still. And you just go deeper and deeper inside to a point of ease, of release, of joy and serenity. Take one more long, slow, deep inhalation. And exhale all the way out. Rotate the palms down into the earth, the knees to the sky, and one arm up to the sky, back overhead, and draw yourself into a lateral space.